Trail Ridge Variations refers to a later cut on this record, which is called Recapturing Trail Ridge. And this is only the A part of the tune, and it's basically a little duo between banjo and the English horn played by Mitch Amore. Brazilian Banjo Rag has got a little bit of ragtime, a little bit of Brazil, and some scat singing by Molly O'Brien. Oklahoma Carry All My Tears Away is a true story, except that the ending in real life is a little bit different than it came out in the song. Banjo Duende is kind of a flamenco banjo piece, and duende is a Spanish word that is kind of the equivalent of soul. I was in a band with Scott McKenzie for 3.5 years. The band was called The Journeymen, and we honestly weren't that close in the band, but we kept in touch over the years and got a whole lot closer. His email was angiology, which kind of referred to his interest in the psychotherapist Jung. And so I call this piece angiology, and I try to capture some of his spirit in the tune. In White Men at Eagle Pass, I'm looking at a Western from the point of view of the Indian rather than the white guy. Stuart Jamison was a wonderful banjo player. I met him when I was a student briefly at the University of New Mexico, and he lived on a mountaintop, and there was a blue goose that would greet you at the door, and he used to sing a traditional Southern mountain song called Wait in the Meadow Till the Blue Goose Comes. So this tune kind of remembers Stuart and that song as well. On a rainy winter day, I went to the studio, and Jordan Leff, my engineer and co-producer on this project, and I were both in a kind of a depressed mood because two people that we had known had committed suicide. So this is sort of just an improvisation on 12-string to try to recapture what that feels like. And the person that I knew was Kirk Reeves. Kirk was a trumpet player and a juggler and kind of an all-around entertainer who used to stand on the entrance to the Hawthorne Bridge in Portland. He brought a lot of joy to a lot of people, but I guess not to himself. Recapturing Trail Ridge is a kind of a recapitulation of a tune that I wrote some years ago called Trail Ridge Road. And the tune is in two parts, and it refers to Trail Ridge Road in Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado. I recorded Mill Valley on a previous album, but here I'm doing it with classical guitar and oboe. The song A Cup of the Blues is kind of about a romantic relationship going sour, an experience that almost everybody has had at some point in their lives. And my old friend Dan McCrimmon's playing the harmonica, and I'm also using a guitar that he made throughout these sessions. Artie Traum was a great storyteller, a great songwriter, and a great guitar player, and we played on a number of recording sessions together, especially one called Woman Blue by an artist named Judy Roderick. So this is kind of a reminiscence of Artie, and I didn't try to imitate his guitar style, except for bending a couple of notes, which is something that he did and that I rarely do. I lived in Oregon for 10 years, and I have a lot of fond memories of the place, but ultimately, the rain and the gray times got to me. So my friend Noah Peterson is playing soprano sax, and I'm playing banjo, and we're thinking about how there just is sometimes too much rain. Take This Letter is kind of a recreation of an old folk legend, the John Riley song, where a lover comes back and returns. In the original legend, the lover is disguised. Here I had them keep in contact through the form of letters. I guess these days it would be more like email. We had two blue heeler dogs for 12 years together. One of them was named Sammy. She was very stately and kind of formal. And her brother Dave was kind of a madman, loved to run, and he was the most positive individual I've ever known. And so I try to sort of do a portrait of both of them in this song. The two parts are quite different. And the Oboe d'Amour, which is kind of an alto oboe, is once again being played by Mitch Amore.